NPR.
Hey, Robert, I hear birds. Are you hanging out at a park?
I am, but not just any park. It's right next to LaGuardia Airport, so I can watch these jumbo jets soar in for a landing. Here's one now overhead. This plane is so huge, and it's moving so fast, but it's still graceful when it touches down, Whelan.
Did you go all the way out there for a metaphor about our economy having a soft landing?
Don't say it out loud. You'll jinx it. But yes, I was reading the Beige Book this month, and I kept seeing all these softer words being used. That in places, employment is stable, and price increases are moderate, and consumer spending is flat.
The Beige Book is that obscure government report that we love to analyze here at The Indicator. But with all that moderation, was there anything exciting in there?
Yes. Yes, there was. It's the Beige Awards, our 8 times a year salute to the art and science of telling stories about the economy. I'm Robert Smith.
And I'm Waylon Wong. And just because the Beige Book is an economic report with a boring name doesn't mean it's soft in the middle. Today we go hard, looking for the best anecdotes inside.
After the break.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.
It's always good to remind everyone how this show works. There are 12 regional banks in the Federal Reserve System. Each one carefully studies their local economy and brings back these little stories of what they see. They collect these stories in the Beige Book, and we tell you which ones are the best.
And this is one of the toughest competitions we've had all year. Two regional feds were really neck and neck with their narratives about the economy. But we had to give one the runner-up prize. And that goes to the Kansas City Fed.
The Kansas City Fed entry fits our moderation theme today. Consumers there aren't going crazy with spending, but they also aren't closing their pocketbooks. They're sharing. Let me read the excerpt. Quote, consumers were increasingly likely to share a roof and share meals to manage household budget challenges. Demand for rental housing reportedly shifted toward multi-bedroom housing where rent expenses could be shared with a roommate. Similarly, restaurateurs noticed that revenues fell as more customers split dishes and eschewed expensive items.
You know what they say, Robert, sharing is caring.
Right? It's a good lesson for kids, but it's a little concerning. You know, as we talk about a soft landing for the economy, all these little choices matter, and this clearly shows that households are watching every penny.
But they're still going out to eat. So it's not like restaurants are closing. Maybe they're just making a bit less in profit.
Yeah, true. And it's that kind of contradiction we also see in our winning Beige Book entry. Waylon, will you please do the honors?
Yes. The envelope, please. The winner of the Beige for Best Economic Anecdote goes to the Minneapolis Fed.
Coming to the stage is Ron Wirtz, a regional outreach director with the Minneapolis Fed. We spoke to him last Friday. Ron, congratulations.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Pleasure to be a Beige winner again.
Again is the key word there. Minneapolis has taken home a lot of these. If they were a real award, you'd have to fill a whole awards case with them. But as it is, they don't take up a lot of room.
Well, they don't take up a lot of room, but we are really just glad that you're paying attention to the Beige Book.
Now, we loved a particular quote you had in the book this time. You were talking about how consumers are being more price sensitive, but at the same time, car sales doing well in the upper Midwest.
I can read the excerpt. A vehicle dealer with locations in multiple district states saw October sales rise by 10% over the last year. A northern Wisconsin banker noted disparate tendencies. Quote, people are mad about eggs costing more, but they'll still buy a car. Ron, you must have laughed when you heard that.
As a matter of fact, I did kind of. You know, we're always on the lookout for anecdotes that kind of crystallize sentiment and maybe do a better job in kind of storytelling than econ speak might. And as soon as I heard this one, I knew it was going to be in our report.
So let's analyze this little statement. Egg prices have come back down recently, but for much of the year, the price of eggs was really emblematic of inflation.
So everyone eats eggs, but when they're $2 a dozen, they aren't special. And I think when you're buying them every week at four or five, you're going to start to notice. And nobody likes paying double for something that isn't particularly special. You know, it's kind of like the budgetary rock in your shoe. It's irritating, but it's not debilitating.
And I guess the difference with cars is that at the very least, they do feel special.
I think we have realized during the pandemic that people are treating themselves and they are willing to spend on more, let's say, discretionary things. And I think cars are like that. You don't call it a new car smell for nothing. You know, there's something about going into a new car and that new car smell that feels like you've treated yourself. And I think that kind of qualifies here. So you're not going to give up that car purchase, but boy, eggs still bug you.
New car smell over old egg smell any day, am I right?
Right.
Anyway, I still find this splurging a bit surprising. Most people borrow money to buy cars, and the Federal Reserve has made borrowing much more expensive. So I'm wondering if people are finding it much more difficult to even get good financing for these purchases.
I can't speak directly to that. The only thing I can say is some of my contacts in the dealership space have said they see more people paying with cash, but I can't say exactly how widespread that is.
Well, we wanted to see exactly how widespread it was, so we called up a dealership in Madison, Wisconsin.
My name is Sean Baxter. I am the president of Kaiser Automotive Group.
And Sean sells all sorts of makes and models at his lots, but I asked him to show us his biggest seller these days.
Well, definitely still the hot car for us is the trucks. And I'm at a Ford dealership today, so I would be showing you an F-150 pickup truck.
Classic, classic. What colors you got?
I've got all the main black, white, gray, silver, even some blues and reds, and we even have an electric F-150.
Sean says, from his perspective, the people who come to his car lot seem to be doing pretty well financially. He confirms that people are paying more cash for their down payments, but they still are taking out loans.
The secret is that not everyone is going to the banks for financing. For those with good credit, the car manufacturers are subsidizing the loan. It's basically a different way to give an incentive to move cars off the lot, kind of like a cash rebate.
Some of the subvented rates right now are going to be as low as 2.9%.
No way.
2.9% for up to almost 6 years. A regular bank rate today is probably in the 7 or 8% neighborhood. So there is a big gap between what the open market's available and what a manufacturer is willing to subsidize.
Sean says he is expecting his sales of domestic cars to be ahead of last year's total, and he's planning to sell even more next year.
You know, it's almost like we have two halves to our brains when we think about the economy. The big part of the brain looks long-term, and it's optimistic about spending money, and it feels like everything is going great. And then the small part of the brain feels miserable and complains about prices every time we're at a grocery store or at a gas station.
That's true. And you don't have to like it, right? You can accept it, but you don't have to like it. So some of those things in your small brain are just a function of, hey, I just don't like paying $5 a gallon for gas. I can, and I can afford it, but I just don't like to.
Gosh, things do get philosophical here at the Beige Awards. Thanks again to the Minneapolis Fed for shining a light on our contradictions.
Ron Wertz from the Fed, we do not give a cash prize for the Beigies, but if we did, I assume you'd go out and blow it on a new car or something.
No, I think I'll just save it like a good economist.
Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
We appreciate the opportunity, Robert. Thanks very much. I enjoyed it.
This episode was produced by Corey Bridges with engineering by Josephine Neonai. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Cake and Cannon is our editor, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with its original podcast, On Investing. Each week, you'll get thoughtful, in-depth analysis of both the stock and the bond markets. Listen today and subscribe at schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.